ZLK. N 4 ZLK N 0 TR. HKX N 0 TR. QLG N 0 TR. TR clear.
Give me enough time. KO4QLG, how you doing tonight?
Oh, Chris, you're getting old. I've already got there. I was making a contact with Antarctica and haven't heard him in a while.
You said Antarctica? That's where all that secret stuff goes on, ain't it?
Worked this guy before. He's 54 years old, and he's Delta Papa 1 POL.
Turn that down, Phil, Bernice.
Okay. He's on the Ekstrom Ice Shelf in Atka Bay, Antarctica. His name's Felix Rice. He's got a picture of the station. It's all up on stilts, Chris. And it says, Neumeier Station 3. You know, I don't think I'd trade him for being up here. How about you?
I don't believe so, but from the stuff I hear about down that way, he might have a pretty good hiding place.
It was just a contact tonight. I've talked to him down there before on sideband on the old days. But it says Delta Papa 1, Papa Oscar Lehm, is located at the German research station Neumeier 3 in Antarctica, about 1,300 miles north of the South Pole. My home call sign is Delta Lima 5 XL. So he's an electronic engineer. Wintering team down there from Germany is what it amounts to.
I just wonder if he wears a black suit.
He'd wear anything that was warm down there, wouldn't you? But I know I've got cards from years ago from down there. A lot of Russians down there. They want to take that over, and they're really working on taking over the Arctic, them and China. But this is the research center. It's been there many, many years.
Do you know what they're researching?
He says, I've come back to this special place regularly in the Antarctic. It was from mid-January 2024 to early March 2024. Mainly operates CW and Egypt bands with some digimode and single sideband activity. In the Arctic summer, we are in broad daylight almost all day long, so please do not expect any serious low-band effort. This will only be possible in the winter. I don't see exactly what the research is down there, but if it's German, it's probably going to be good.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on down there that we're not aware of.
I remember there was a lady who had cancer down there, and they couldn't get her out for like 3 months, I think it was. I'm pulling from my feeble memory, because they couldn't even land a C-130 down there on skis at the time. That's a bad place. I asked a guy down there one time, I said, I love to watch Life Below Zero. In fact, I was watching it a while ago, but Bernice wants to watch the FBI now. And then we'll switch back over to Life Below Zero. And he says, Tom, you know the difference between the North Pole, where she's at, and where I'm at down here at the South Pole? And I said, well, no, they're both cold. He said, yeah, it's 50 below zero at the North Pole. He said, it's over 100 below down here.
And was that in the summertime also?
Oh, Chris, that's been many years ago, or several years ago anyways, that I talked to him on sideband. They used to run a lot of telephone relays before satellite. and they would patch them from, for example, they'd transmit to Florida, and then Florida would, the ham radio operators would patch them into the telephone system and call their loved ones up here in the United States. And that's when I talked to one of them down there.
Ever said what they use for heat?
No. If you got a computer there, you can go to QRZ and read all about it on the on his webpage. I got it up from me now. It shows pictures of it. It says it's 8,139.2 miles, and then you can click on the map and see exactly where he's at. Beautiful card. I've got quite a few cards from down in Antarctica over the years, but I've seen this station many times. It's been there a long time. I don't know what they'd use for because propane, I don't think it would work down there, would it, Chris? I'm pretty sure it wouldn't.
That's where my question came from. I was going through my head what works and what won't work in the extreme cold, and I wasn't coming up with nothing. That's why I asked. Because I know diesel fuel will gel.
Work on a 30,000-gallon propane generating system. And back in the 80s, the gas companies would cut off the gas to our 300,000-foot square plant. And what we had was three 70-gallon-an-hour propane generators, and they looked like two scuba tanks in an enclosure, like a JIC box, you know, sort of thing. And it just had a burner underneath of it. It wasn't even 100% safe, you know. But it had a thermocouple and a pilot light on it. And there was three of them, so you could vaporize 210 gallons an hour. And it come off the top of that 30,000-gallon tank. But when it was real cold up here in Kansas, it wouldn't vaporize fast enough to feed the plant. So it looked like, a burner in a hot water tank, and it was underneath these two scuba tanks. And then I would mix an air-gas ratio that was equivalent to natural gas, and then I would feed it to our plant through about a 10-inch pipe. They might be able to do something like that, where they vaporize it by heating it, you know, and I just don't know what else they'd use in that kind of climate. I'm not that smart.
I reckon I'm not either. Because I couldn't come up with nothing myself.
Bit down there, Chris. You know, there's lots of trees down there, ain't there?
Thought on that side of the world, it was just ice. That's also where the edge of the world is, too, if you're a flat earther, which I'm not.
Yeah, you got that right, Chris. There ain't a stick of wood down there unless they haul it in. Yeah, it's just all solid ice. Pretty interesting, though, some of the things they do. I know they drill down and look at the different layers of the ice over the years and things like that, but not being a scientist, I just don't know, Chris. Well, it's about 4 minutes till, so I just wanted to holler at one of you guys. Shane runs CW, but this is out of his band privileges. It's on 14025. But, I thought I'd let him hear it from down there. So anyways, I hope you're well, Chris, and staying warm up there. and Bernice is over here watching the FBI, and I'm just sitting here at the computer looking for HF stations. I haven't been spending very much time outside because I can't take the cold. Anyways, Chris, good to hear you tonight. KO4QLG and 0GR73s, Chris.
For the conversation, Tom, I hope you and Bernice both doing well. And I hope Bernice continues to recover from all her stuff. And I'll probably say hey to you in a few minutes. KO4QLG, I'm clear.
KO4WTQ, request a radio check.
KO4WTQ, this is N0TR. You're full quieting into the repeater, sir. I'm wanting a radio check. You're full quieting into the repeater tonight. This is N0TR.
Well, thank you. I'm doing something different. I've never tried before on the Echolink, but I'm not connected to the internet. I'm just connected to through the cell phone line. KO4WTQ.
That net's going to start here in about 2 minutes, so I got to clear off of here. And I just have no knowledge of how that works. Very nice signal. This is N0TR clear.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. KO4WTQ. Clear.
UCQ, this is the Blue HD Meter Net. Your net control tonight is November Yankee 4 Golf. That's NY4G. My name is Ariel. My location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. And in the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located at the top Caesar's Head Mount, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina line near Highway 276. At an elevation of 3,500 feet is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net, please call NY4G. Comments or bulletins for the net, please call NY4G. Roll call, I'd like to acknowledge the folks that have checked in through the pre-net check in the utility of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website. The following folks have checked in: Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo, that's Mel in Prosperity. Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, that's Fred in Traveler's Rest. November 4 India Echo India, that's Island 4 Golf Hotel, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, that's Don in Piedmont. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima, Quebec, that's Linda in Piedmont. Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India, that's Andy in Table Rock. Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Whiskey Sierra, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November, that's John in Brown Summit. Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey, that's Bill in Anderson. Kilo 9 Bravo Sierra Delta, that's Tim in Simpsonville. Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, that's David Easley. Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Papa, that's Howard in Piedmont. Kilo Oscar 4 Juliet Kilo Victor, that's Duncan in Nashville. Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa, that's Landon in Liberty. And that's all for the pre-net check-in check-ins. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in, and as you check in, please give your call sign, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain a little bit longer with the rag shoe with the net controller tonight. Let me first call on Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, please call NY4G.
NY4G, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. And I plan to stay on and monitor. 73.
For Golf Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, acknowledging an Echolink check-in. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. That's Greg in Gradwich, Georgia, I believe is what I heard. Anybody else from Echolink stations only, please call NY4G. Look for HF stations on the air. Tonight being Tuesday night, India 3 Lima, please call November Yankee 4 Golf.
G. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
G. Hello, Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC 4, IVP, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4G. Real, thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
I'm Yankee 4 Golf, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and acknowledging Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, that's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, that's Steve in Simpsonville. Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, that's Larry in Greer. And Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, that's the bride of Larry, that's Donna, also calling in from Greer. Anybody else in the Israel email, please call NY4G. Mike through Papa Group, Mike through Papa, please call NY4G.
4G. Scenario, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. For Buff and Piedmont, Buff be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wells Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative.
For Golf Net Control tonight, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, acknowledging Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar. And that's Lorena, and checking in with her is Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Rick. They're both calling in from Piedmont. And Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. That's Michelle calling in from Ware Shoals by the telephone relay. Anybody else in the Mike through Papa group, please call NY4G. Quebec through Tango group, Quebec through Tango, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Good evening, Ariel. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Elvira and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
NY4G. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Raymond Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
NY4G. November 4, Quebec, November Victor. N4QNV, this is Brian. I am mobile in Greenville.
This is for Golf Net Control tonight. Acknowledging November 0 Tango Romeo, checking in from Greer, that's Tom, and Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf, that's Chris calling in from Liberty, and November 4 Quebec November Victor, that's Brian, that's Mobile and Greenville, thanks for checking in tonight. Anybody else from the Quebec through Tango group, please call NY4G. To the next alphabet grouping, that's Uniform through Zulu stations, please call NY4G.
check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, close. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no data.
D. Well, please check in WB4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
4G.
Thanks for running the net tonight. In Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Romeo, Charlie. That's KQ4ZRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Thank you for Golf Net Control tonight for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Now acknowledging November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. That's Shane calling in from Cleveland. And Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's David and Taylor's. And Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's Grayson in Sapphire, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight. Anyone else from the Uniform Through Zulu group, please call NY4G. Top of the alphabet then. Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Good evening, Ariel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Thanks for calling the net. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Control. November Yankee 4 Golf, now acknowledging Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, that's Dave and Greer, and KI4DOS, Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, that's Gary, and K3JOI, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, that's Joy, calling in from Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight. Anyone else out there that's in the Alpha through Delta group, please call NY4G. One to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call NY4G.
G, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Ariel. Thanks for calling that, sir.
NY4G. Ariel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Kettle, North Carolina. And I will be negative negative tonight, Ariel. It's good to hear you. Thanks.
N4G. 34, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet. G and Taylor's, negative and negative. Over.
And everyone on the net, if you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Ariel. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Remember Yankee 4 Golf Net Control tonight for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Now acknowledging KO4HKX Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick at Penrose. And Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, that's Gene and Taylor's. And Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, that's AK4HR, that's Mike in Simpsonville. Thanks for calling in tonight, folks. Anyone else from the Echo Zulu Hotel group, please call NY4G. To the entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, anyone anywhere wanting to check in into the Blue Ridge 2 internet tonight, please call NY4G.
Now please check in WG4MC, this is Matt, Western Cremo County, be native and native, 73, see you and all the net.
Well, I hope you and your family are well. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Ariel, and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Control November Yankee 4 Golf, now acknowledging Whiskey Golf 4 Mike Charlie, that's Matt in Western Greenville County, in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. That's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in, Sid. Good to hear your voice again. Anyone else? Alpha through Zulu. One checking into Bridge to Meternet. Please call at Y4G. 4G now securing a fall portion of the net with our thanks for the check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion, except there's no one on the RAGCHU list. So we will pause for check-ins once more, and then we will close the net. So anyone anywhere want to check in Blue Ridge to be the net, please call NY4G.
NY4G, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself in the net. Negative, negative. Coming to you on Echo Link.
Thank you for calling Net Control, and thanks for the Echo Link check-in. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. That's Stephen in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else? Anyone anywhere on the air or on Echo Link wanting to check in into Blue Ridge to Meternet, please call NY4G. NY4G, November Yankee 4 Golf, now securing the Blue Ridge to Meternet tonight. With our thanks for the check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, good night, and stand by for my net report.
ZLK, N4ZLK, KI4LZI.
I4LZI, N4ZLK. Hello, Andy.
Cooperating, which right now it's not a certainty, but you're going to be up at Gene's place?
Not sure. What date is that again? Or do you have that on hand there?
That's it, more good than they're doing. It's on their website, but I heard it when they come on the radio here and announced it. Not this Saturday coming Saturday, but Saturday afterwards, and that's, the 25th.
Thing on my calendar at the moment, but if I can, I'd like to be there.
Some of them come on here Saturday evening, here this past Saturday. I didn't know it prior to that myself, and announced that they're going to do the Winterfield today. Up at Gene's place up there, and if the weather will cooperate, I plan on being there at least some of the time. Right now, I'll have to watch the weather, but I'm just seeing how many others it's going to make it. And I was asking you just out of curiosity.
The announcement, I just wasn't really paying attention. I appreciate you asking me. We've got a new grandbaby going to be born here any day, and I'm not sure that we're supposed to be watching her older sister when the time comes. So some of that depends on that, too. But right now, I might be able to swing by there for a little while. I don't know how long I can stay, but I'd love to try to make it for a little while anyway, Andy.
As you say, somebody needs to be announcing it more here often. I happened Saturday evening, happened here, and Sunday I went on the bride's website and found out more details about it, and they are going to do it then. And I hope to be there. As you say, the weather has a lot to do with it, but Briars ain't the only one. The Anderson Radio Club, they're having one, a Winterfield Day. Let's see. Down there at Williamston, some park down there, so Briars and the Anderson Club are both having a Winterfield Day this time.
Okay, you let me know. I will try to make it if I can. And you almost missed me. I was getting ready to hop in the shower, and I heard you call, so I'm going to let you go. I just finished eating. I'm going to take a shower, and then I'll probably go to bed so I can get up early and start all over again. Andy, you have a good night. Thanks for letting me know about that. KI4LZI, N4ZLK.
Okay, I was just, as I said, they need to announce it more here until then, instead of just that one night, but I was just curious. KI4LZI.
I tried to call you earlier and let you know that Antarctica was on tonight, pretty loud on 20 meters. But I'll let you go. I know you got to work tomorrow. N0TR.
I might, after I take a shower, I might run back there and look and see if he's still there. Good night to you and Bernice. N4ZLK.
I don't think he is, Shane. Just a second. 14025. That's where he was at, on 14025. I'll see if I can still hear him. No, but he'll be there for several weeks, and he may go up on in the band. That's the reason I wanted you to know. It's Delta Papa 1 POL, and I've talked to him quite a few times, but good luck. I just want to let you know about it. And good night, Andy. Good night, Shane. I'm going to shut her down to send your OTR.
You heard an announcement, too, Tom, you can take and do it from home. I know your health ain't that great either, but that winter field day's supposed to be not this Saturday, but the Saturday afterwards, which is the 25th. KI4LZI.
Send your OTR clear.
KI4LZI. KB0KBJ. Yeah, it has been some time, Andy. Now, they just hopped in here. Now, either the net's gotten really short or they didn't have one tonight.
Poor LZI. They had one, but there's been here in the past couple of so months, certain nights, it's very short. They only had 41 check-ins.
Oh, that's a change. Yeah, 20 minutes after and it's done wrapped up, huh? Or sooner than that. Huh. Anyhow, how you been?
Wait and let you know in case you hear some of them. Come Winterfield Day, you remember where W4FHJ Gene lives up there, I think. Burns is supposed to do a winter field day from up there on the 25th. Winter field day from up there.
Alrighty. I had kind of forgotten about that myself. I think we certainly got the winter part down up here. Actually, that might not... On the 25th, you say? Oh, man, I'm glad I tuned in tonight and heard you talking about it. You know why? It's because that gives me a good excuse for getting out on the ice. See, I was on the ice about 2 weeks back. Drove out there with my truck, about a quarter mile out in the lake, and drilled a hole, and it was about a foot thick. When I went to bed, and when I woke up, it was 13 inches thick. But I was thinking while I was fishing out there and sleeping overnight on the ice, it crossed my mind that, you know, it'd be kind of fun to perhaps set up an antenna out there on the ice. You got all the space in the world, and all you got to do is drill a hole and set something in it, and it'll freeze in solid pretty near, and that's a good solid support. I think I may have to do that, Andy. That would be kind of fun.
Tells the guy, looking for y'all up there. At this time of year, the ice is pretty thick, so you shouldn't have to worry about falling through up there, odds are. I don't know if anybody told you since, but this past Friday night, Friday into Saturday had just a little bit of snow here and ice over the weekend, but maybe 2 to 3 inches in certain places, and a lot of it's still melted away except places where it's in the shade, but that doing what you're doing, I'd never think about trying that down here, never.
No, I wouldn't either. I don't know if I ever did see any ice down there. Maybe if you went up in the mountains, you might be able to find some body of water with thick enough ice to walk on. Some little pond somewhere. It was that snowfall you got, was that the most you had all year so far, or all season?
Well, see, so far, that's what we've had so far. I know here at the back of the house, this little pond we got out here. I can't remember when it was over the past many decades that I've been here, but one winter, yeah, I got a little bit of ice out there on this pond out here, and but it would get out there and lose her footing and slide on it. It was thick enough that it would carry their life weight, but I would never think about that, you know, never think about that. Now, their lightweight, they slip from one end to the other one time.
You wouldn't think about it until you had somebody going first, huh? That's kind of a good rule of thumb I follow, too. You first. I didn't drive out on the ice. Let's see, that was about 2 or 3 weekends back. I didn't drive out on the ice. I was like, okay, I see other trucks and vehicles out there and ice shacks that had to be towed out there. By pickups, okay, I'm good. So then I cruised on out. But, well, you know, you've had more snow up there than we have here. We got some on the ground, and it ain't leaving because we've been cold. But we ain't had much for moisture. I don't think we've had... I mean, you can probably still see the grass for the most part. Yeah, you can still see the grass in our lawn here. So that's how little snow we got. We ain't had hardly but 2 inches maybe at the most at one time. We've had several times of snow, but no more than 2 inches, maybe 1 inch. Yeah, it's been pretty sparse snow up here this winter. But it's been cold, so that makes the lakes nice. Nice and hard. They're not insulated by that snow, so they just keep on freezing on down, you know. And it hasn't been too windy either, so it's been nice to get out on the ice. No snow to slog through or potentially get stuck in or cause ice to melt. And we had about our coldest day so far this season, winter season, last night. It hit 10 below zero. And, so that's been the coldest night we've had so far this year. Back to you there. K4LZI, KB0, KBJ. Weekend at the end of December after Christmas, for some reason the lake here near me, about a half mile away, it's about 1 square mile lake, about 640 acre lake, and I don't know what it opened up for near the beach there. And in the boat ramp, you could have launched the boat out in the thing. I mean, the rest of it was all froze. It had been froze. I don't know what happened in this one area. All of a sudden, they opened up Saturday. I went out there, and I said, oh, look at that. It's about 20 acres open. And I went out there the next day, Sunday. I said, well, it's even more open. And now it was kind of near freezing, you know, not terribly cold. And it was just glass calm, sunny. It was 40-some degrees that weekend. I said near freezing. I mean, it had been at freezing. Now it got up to 40, 45. This was at the end of December. So I went out there in a kayak. I went paddling around. Then I decided to get my scuba gear, and I went scuba diving around, but I didn't put enough weight on so I couldn't sink. Didn't matter anyhow. I could see the bottom everywhere I paddled. I didn't go but under the ice, but by a few inches. So that way I wouldn't get stuck under the ice. And anyway, I crawled up on that ice out there. There's myself and all my gear on. And I kind of had to jump up and down to break that ice. It was only about 3 inches thick. I had to jump up and down on the edge there to break it to get to, you know, I just want to see how strong it was. It was surprisingly strong. I did that twice. Second time I couldn't break it. I was jumping all I could on that ice, 3 inches thick. And it wouldn't break. So that was surprising. Yeah, you're right there. Yeah, you want steady cold temps to set up that ice good, because if it warms up and cools down, and you might have ice, but it might not be the best quality ice. Good solid 20 degrees and lower, you know. And you can, and it just stays there. That's when it just sets up nice and solid. You ain't got no kind of melt frost that. Let's see, I was talking with a buddy of mine at work. There's a slough where it covered the road. The water got up high on the slough, covered the road, and they haven't yet there where the road used to be. Now there's a road going in this dip, you know, area. But it's under about 3 feet of water. So anyhow, he drove across there, he said. he said he was going along. He said, I got to the other side, and or near the other side, and he said, I've seen the color of the ice change. He said, give it the gas, and I guess he had some ice cracking underneath his car, but he managed to get out and not fall in. Had he fallen in, it probably would have only been a foot or two deep. But anyhow, he didn't even have to deal with that, so that was good. I'm talking about driving Elsa on ice. Oh, there was something else I was going to mention, but I can't remember what it was. It'll probably come to me. But yeah, what do you think of that idea of setting up antennas on ice and ice shelter and going out there and playing winter field day from the lake? I wonder if I could say I'm Maritime Mobile. Probably not Mobile, unless, Andy, if I take and cut a circle with a chainsaw in the ice, you know, like a 30-foot wide circle, I could have a rotatable dipole out there. Put a trolling motor through a hole in the ice and have like a big ice carousel. I might be able to see a Maritime Mobile then.
I got the
I got the, I don't know about the energy. It takes a lot of work to cut a perfect circle. Perfect enough circle to get it to spin, you know. But generally, it's going to be off and crooked. You got to have a perfect circle to do it. And boy, it takes a lot of work. I mean, they had a trencher out there with diamond teeth on the thing, trenching a hole, you know, a slot in the ice. I think they were going for some monster ice circle. They were trying to break the world record. The thing was like half a mile across or something. Take 2 hours to take them complete the full circle, you know. Yeah. I don't think, that's more than I know as a kid I stood on a 6 foot round, 6 or 8 foot across ice floe out in the middle of a creek one time and this current spun me around. I was in New Hampshire. So I don't think, 30 foot, that'd definitely be big enough. Get myself a hex beam. I got a rotatable hex beam with a trolling motor. KR4LDI, KB0, KBJM. Yeah. What happens if you mess up the schedule or don't get the shot or whatever it is? Do you have to start stuffing bananas down or what? I suppose. Otherwise, you have one of them. You get all woozy or whatever happens and go sailing off in the weeds. Off the road, there ain't no field there to go into. You just whack a tree or something. There was a guy around here. He had a heart attack and died while driving his car. And he went down off the road into the ditch, and he drove down the ditch for a mile. We got some pretty wide ditches here. So you go off the road and you go down the ditch and no problem. You go up and then you kind of go up into the field, you know. And you can drive a car down there, no problem. I mean, it's a bumpy, but it's all grass. Well, it's not a road, but it's not going to tear your car up. But that's how far he went. He went about a mile. Over a few approaches, too. Approaches are what leads out into the field or driveways or such from the road to wherever our driveway. He went up and over a few of them. Also, yeah, I seen his tracks in the grass there. Yeah. I guess he, I don't know, finally slowed down. He wasn't with it. He was a dead man driving down the road for about a mile.
What the hell is the guy? Was you, I can't remember, you probably back up there where you are now. I don't remember if you remembered it or not. You remember when Sam Simmons in Greenville County was the sheriff and something medically happened to him? He had a wreck and he died. You remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
That happened. I couldn't remember if you were still here or not, but that did happen over there to one of Greenville County sheriffs, and he had a heart attack. He ain't even been sheriff long at all, and that happened to him while he's driving. He had a heart attack while he's driving.
Yeah, they don't care when they come on. Well, I was down there back in the... No, gullies, when was that? 90s. In the 90s. I remember one time we were working on a job and the concrete, we were pouring concrete. We called them, told them to be at the job at such and such time with the concrete, you know. And they didn't show up for a long time. We were finally like, what is the deal? You guys, this concrete company's pretty timely, but today was just, I mean, they were an hour late or something, you know. Well, I guess the first guy, he was coming to us on time. But somebody had, you know, something go wrong. And they just hit him head on. And if they weren't dead before they hit him, they certainly died when they hit the concrete truck. So that's why we didn't get the mud. With you and catching up with you there, Andy. It's been an awful long time, as we both know. So it's good to do this. But I think I'll let you go. As little as I've been on the air on this repeater. Alrighty. You have yourself a good evening there, Andy. And we'll catch you later, hopefully. KI4LZI, KB0KBJ. 73.